As the sun rises on West Franklin Street, most storefronts are dark and empty. But if you walk through the doors of Al's Burger Shack, things are already heating up. The restaurant doesn't open until 11, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into making the burger. The Straight Beef, an award-winning burger blog, calls it one of the top five burgers of all time. The most amazing part? It's only been open for 2 years. Cars honk and neighbors stop to talk to the friendly owner, Al Bowers.
Hey, Megan, how are you? Doing great, thank you.
That's right, he's that Al. And he says he can't believe how much success the shack has had.
We've been very fortunate. No idea that we would have this success this early, but still staying true to our mantra, which is we want to serve the best food and be a steward of our community.
Al will be the first to admit it, though. Preparation doesn't start in the kitchen. It starts about 130 miles west of Chapel Hill, and not on a stove, but in a pasture at the end of a gravel road. Welcome to Mills Family Farm in Mooresville, North Carolina, the home of about 210 head of cattle, some of which go towards making Al's burger. Bradley and Nicole Mills run the farm. The two have been married for about 6 years. It's a rainy morning, but work has to be done, so Bradley marches around in the mud, counting cows and checking the fences.
Sure nobody gets out.
Once he gets done, Bradley and Nicole agree to give me a little tour of the farm. So we hop in their dark blue Ram truck and drive on over.
We can listen to farm radio if you want to.
Bradley's favorite.
That's right, my favorite station.
A dirt path divides the grass pasture. Cows huddle together. Their attention is on us.
They're very curious.
Putting together a high-quality local beef farm is a very scientific process. Nicole got her master's in agriculture from the University of Florida, and Bradley went to the veterinary school at NC State.
So we're approaching this from more of a scientific standpoint than maybe somebody else just doing it as a hobby might not. So we're more focused on the genetics and creating a better quality product and having that program than someone maybe just doing it just for fun.
At Mills Family Farm, the cattle are all natural and pasture-raised. There are no added hormones. As a vet, Bradley has a different perspective on the animals.
One thing is we stress animal welfare, animal comfort, and food safety, and that's something that it's a real focus for us.
When it comes to their beef, Al is a big part of their business. He can't get enough of the farm's dry aged ground beef. He buys some every week. Once Al gets his hands on it, he knows exactly what to do.
I have to stop in and get a burger. Even my own burger, it's just the way he makes it. Even our own meat, I'll go to his restaurant and buy one of our own burgers.
Back in Chapel Hill, things have gotten a little more busy at the Burger Shack. The sun is starting to set, and it's time to grab a bite to eat.
Felice, that's extra tomato on that Mookie, please. Thank you very much.
At the end of the day, Al says the success is all about the food tasting so good. Finding Mills was a perfect partnership.
That's the most important, that it has to taste good. And when you're fortunate enough to find someone that's fairly local, you've hit a honey spot, I think.
And trust me on this, grabbing a drink, some fries, and a burger.
Oh, it's a good burger.
Will hit just the right spot. In Chapel Hill, I'm Luis Fernandez.